I need to go in the other room and get some aspirin.
That dude is serious, man.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that you hurt could, my head.
I didn't know you could play. I didn't know you could play like skill saws directly on the guitar.
What?
You mean turn it back up?
No.
Oh, okay. That is Spy Hunter. Ooh. Or the song is called The Spy Hunter.
I didn't even like metal music in the 80s when I was the age to like metal music.
Oh, I dig this. I mean, and, you know, it's got its place in the car when you're driving. It'll get your blood pumping, man.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
I'll stick with Toby Mac. That's about as high rocking as I go. What was that girl that we heard on that we played a few, I don't know.
We're not talking about them. Ago. We're talking about Project 86
but,
right
do
now.
Do you remember her? That was a little hard, but I liked that.
Firefly. Yeah. Firefly. Firefly.
Fireflight.
Fireflight?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think something like that. You have to go back and listen to that
show.
So
here you say Firefly. Firefly.
Firefly. We're not talking about them. We're talking about Project 86 and a song called The Spy Hunter. That's the song of the day.
Oh.
So okay. Check them out and they will definitely get
your... They will bang your head.
Sure. You can bang your head against the cross there. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what they... I don't know.
That's their plan?
I don't know. But they're serious.
And take
they're,
some aspirin before you listen.
They're serious and maybe a little angry.
Well, just because they sound like that doesn't mean they're angry.
I don't know.
That's an old man thing to say.
Is it?
Yeah. They sound a little angry. Oh, I could understand them. They sounded a little angry.
Oh, brother. Yeah, we're going to talk about that today because the big Brad Mac Daddy McFadden is turning the big 4-0. So we're going to talk about that today. And we're going to introduce everybody to a guy named Cole. So get ready. Sit down. Buckle up. Get your coffee. Or your Mountain Dew, and let's go.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right. So, things you can't do once you turn 40. That's what we're going to talk about today.
Oh, and the list is long.
Oh, brother, here we go.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
Okay, I have determined that most of the listening audience, mm-hmm. based on general ideas in my own head, is either...
Which there's no precedence or what, do you, what was it?
I don't know. Is either under 20 or over 40.
Huh.
There's exceptions to that rule, of course.
Of course.
Gracie's 23. You're 20-something. you know, there's exceptions to the rule. I think Great. Dan's in his 20s.
Dan is in his 20s?
I think
20s?
So.
Okay.
Not sure. I'm sure there's some more exceptions to the rule, but in general.
Tim, when he like 19 or something?
Tim?
Yeah.
I think he's 74. But anyway... depends on what day you ask.
I don't know. I think Gracie'd be more like 19, 23.
19, that's too immature.
Is it?
Yeah.
23 is not much better, darling.
Hey.
Well, when I was 23, at least.
Yeah. Okay. anyway, the point is that I'm going through something a little unique. Here's some of our listeners are so far away from it, they don't even have a clue.
Yes.
Like Cole. We'll get to that in a minute. Mm-hmm. And we've got...
Others have
Others
flown past it already.
Are so far, it's already in their past so far, they don't even remember turning 40.
Yeah.
But, nevertheless, I have to face it next month.
Uh-huh.
So, I was thinking the other day that that you can't have a, somebody said this the other day, you can't have a soul patch over 40. You just can't get you can't pull it off. You can't get away with it. You look like you're trying to be cool.
Depends on what you look like. I mean, are you like, do you look like George Clooney? Well, then you can kind of do anything you want, really.
George Clooney with a soul patch would not be cool.
He could do anything. Are you Brad Pitt?
No.
Soul Patch.
I'm sorry. I know you have this weird version of George Clooney in your head, but him with the soul patch would be stupid.
Okay, well then Brad Pitt. He's Brad way Pitt's over 40.
Over 40, is he really?
Yeah.
Still don't know if he can pull off the soul patch. But anyway, my point is that in general, that got me to thinking,
yeah, yeah.
What can I not do? Me, not George Clooney.
Okay. It depends on what you look like.
Not though. Get away. Well, I'm talking about what I look like.
Okay.
What I cannot get away with after I turn 40. Maybe I need to do a few of these things before I turn 40.
So but
maybe,
that's not.
Maybe I need to rollerblade and get a soul patch. And
who says you can't rollerblade? Your dad just said you couldn't rollerblade after you were 40.
Well, he says you can. It's not a matter of being cool. It's just a matter of recovery.
It's a little bit more painful than it used to be.
So what are some things? So what are some things that you think that a man cannot get away with after he turns 40, or he just looks like he's trying to be cool, or he looks like he's
if you're
midlife
if you're
crisis kind of
over
thing.
40, you really shouldn't drive like an Xbox or like what are those other college teenage cars
like a Vibe
or a Matrix or. Or what did we see the other day that I said, yeah, you don't need to drive that?
No, probably not.
That's kind of a midlife crisis kind of car from the 80s.
Oh.
Miatas were really cool in the 80s.
Yeah.
I wanted one when I was in high school because they had just come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
cool,
so
they're cool.
Any of those kind of cars,
MG,
you know.
MG, something like that. You
know.
Yeah. What yeah. else? What else?
Things that you shouldn't do. Like, are there fashion things? Like women, in my opinion.
Yeah. I'm not a woman.
Over 35 should not wear mini skirts anymore. It's just not good.
You had really great legs.
I don't care. You can wear a little bit longer of a skirt. You don't have to wear a mini skirt to show off your legs. It's just
yeah,
tacky.
I don't know if I agree with anybody wearing a mini skirt. That's how old I am. When I was single, it was cool. But now, I don't. Just a distraction.
Yeah.
I don't think you should wear them to church.
Well, if you're wearing them to church, you shouldn't wear them anywhere. I mean,
I don't think
you should dress
to
church like you dress anywhere else, right?
That's where I see and where I think it's inappropriate.
Yeah, the teenage girls come there, you're like, did your dad let you leave like that? Scary.
Not looking. I walk down the hall with my face towards the ceiling talking, and it's not to God.
Because we still live in the South and everybody dresses up for church still.
Man.
Most people.
Yes.
Most people dress up a lot for church.
Way up.
Even the teenagers.
Way up.
But, you know.
Now, I don't mean suit and ties. I mean just.
Nice.
Nightclub. I mean, that's the only time they get to dress
yeah.
hip.
Yeah.
We don't have a nightclub scene or anything like that
right.
in town. So when they dress up to be hip, they come to church.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They got to be cool. So okay. Over 40. Let's see.
Yes, old it is. How about talking like Yoda?
Oh, who cares?
Okay, like so you're Yoda. A dork no matter what age you are?
Exactly.
Like okay. Can't get away with
you
that.
You didn't let me prepare for this.
I did too. I told you yesterday that I was going to do this topic, and I thought you would just be prepared. Nothing's happened since yesterday. So
yeah, nothing.
Nothing. Okay, so let's talk about that since we're not getting anywhere with this topic. We'll switch right in the middle.
Oh, okay.
Get out of this boat. Get in this boat. Get the oar, life jacket.
Okay,
go,
I'm jumping
grab
in.
Grab the cooler. Don't let the cooler go. Gonna have that. Okay. So yesterday, found out my great aunt. So we went to my dad's and we're hanging out there and we're gonna go to this.
You helped a friend move.
I helped a friend move. Yes.
On Saturday.
And he's actually your friend. He was actually your ex-husband's friend.
Yes. Strange situation.
But you know what? The Lord knows no boundaries.
Yes, he does.
So,
woo!
So anyway, it was not awkward at all.
No. He's a nice guy.
So we did that, and then I'm exhausted. He lived on the third floor, by the way. Third floor apartment. Yeah, tell me that ahead of time. So that,
because the day before, I had had Brad doing my Galad leg routine.
The Galad leg routine. Let me tell you about the Galad leg routine. The reason why they call it the Galad leg routine
Galad is
because
is
halfway through you're going, oh my Galad. These hurt.
He's such a big baby. I didn't do that.
Oh my Galad. It's
he's
Galad.
Over there. He's
Galad.
He's standing there next to me. Oh, it's... It was just very distracting.
It was very much like I was in high school, and the football coach is yelling at me.
This is why I don't like football.
Telling me to give me one more, give me 10 more, 5 more, 3 more, 2 more. Okay, let's switch to the other leg. What? No, I'm going to pass out now. We'll do the other leg when I regain consciousness. Anyway.
It wasn't that bad. I did it all just fine.
The point is, I'd never done it before. So these were tendons and muscles and stuff, I mean, that I haven't used in a while.
Yeah, but you have strong legs. I'm out of shape. I don't know why that it was so hard on you. I thought it wouldn't have been that hard because you have strong legs.
Anyway, I survived it. Next day, got to go help a guy move.
Just wait. So then we'd do the abs.
Yeah, I did the abs. The abs didn't hurt me the next day, though.
Except for that I couldn't hardly do them because I was laughing so hard at him.
Oh, brother.
Because yeah. I don't know if you actually ever did any. Did you? Or
yes,
did you just lay there and moan and groan?
Yes, I just laid in the floor and moaned and groaned.
Well, you'd been doing
about
it
the
for
thought
like
of doing that.
And then you and Helen standing there. Like Helen was laughing so hard she could hardly stand it.
I'm glad that y'all think it's so funny when I'm in pain.
Man.
I don't have ab muscles. I have lots of abs. I have an overabundance of abs, just no muscles.
Those aren't abs,
babe. In there. I have a lot of muscles. They're very strong from holding it. It's from sucking in my gut.
Okay.
Okay, so the next morning.
So the next morning he has to march up 3 flights of stairs.
My legs are sore. I pull up to the apartment. It's 3 floors up.
Yeah,
I said,
he
where do you
know
live?
That.
Third floor? Elevator? No. Okay. I'm okay with this. This is good. So, you know.
Do all
up
that.
Up and down and up and down and up. And down and up and down. We did that for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And really, it wasn't my leg muscles. It was the tendons and joints in my knees, which has never happened to me before.
But that's part
how
of being
I
old.
Knew I was getting close to 40.
Yes.
Because it wasn't my legs that were hurting. It was my knees that were hurting. And I was like, oh, no, this isn't good. So.
I'm going to start taking some joint medication.
Guess so. Some Geritol. Anyway, so I got through with that and. And it took all day. I mean, we had to move him from there to his parents' house. He's moving in with his parents' house for a little while until he gets a. He's right in the middle of moving jobs too. He's moving. He's changing jobs. He's getting divorced. He doesn't have a car. The boy's this close to homeless. So we get over there and we have to move him to his parents' house. Well, his parents are like empty nester. Done. It's, you know, they're gone. They're like, nobody's moving back in with us.
Yeah.
So they've taken over every room of the house.
Yeah.
There's no shrine.
They are pack rats.
There's no shrine to his youth.
Right.
That some bedroom kept for him to come back and visit. No. There's no remnants they ever had kids. You know, it's just rooms of, this is my craft room, and this is my sewing room, and this is my bedroom, and, you know. So it was my workout room. So anyway, he's essentially getting his old bedroom back, but we had to clear it out.
In order to have it back.
Right. So we have to clear that bedroom out. And yeah, it's packed to the, it's this is the packed room. This is like everything in the world in there. So we move all that stuff out, and we got to take that stuff to storage along with a lot of his stuff. And plus, we got to put stuff into his bedroom. So anyway, it took all day. And I wouldn't even get it through to about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then he still had to go back and set up his bed and unpack and move all those, get all those boxes
out
of the way.
Yeah, unpack everything.
Find a way to do it. I didn't care about that. Like, you're good luck. You're just going to be late.
Well, his mom and dad were there. They helped him.
So after I get through with that, then we go to my dad's and I spend the night and relax and all that was so nice. Mm-hmm. It was so nice just to sit, get clean, sit, relax, talk, go to bed, sleep, slept hard, got up the next day. We had to go to
your cousin's
bridal shower.
Yes.
Him. It's a guy.
Well, yeah, but it
he drives me crazy because when he talks to you, he doesn't look at you. Hey, how you doing? You're the freakiest man on the planet.
You've been playing with him since he was a little kid. Has
I
he
know.
Always been that way?
No, it happened when he was a teenager or something, I think. It's the best I can remember. he reached a certain age and he stopped looking at you when he would talk to you. I mean, literally, he looks like he's looking off into space, but he's smiling. And then he'll start and he'll just talk like he's talking directly to you, but he's not looking at you.
And then it freaks you out.
It's a little freaky.
Yeah. But him and his fiance is very nice.
Yes, his fiance is very nice. And he's very nice.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not nice.
Yeah.
Just freaks me out. So, and I'm really good friends with his sister. I'm still good friends with his sister and her
husband.
Yeah. We go fishing and stuff. So Anyway, so we were there, and my grandmother, we didn't really tell my grandmother about it because trying to get her to Dallas for this event would have been kind of a fiasco. Well, meanwhile, she's calling me during the shower.
She left 10 messages on our answering machine at home.
Well, there was three almost. There was three. She didn't leave me messages. She called three times on my phone. She called my mom. I'm like, Mom, you probably need to call her. Because, well, first of all, we're sitting at the table and everybody's chatting and yakking. And I'm looking and I'm like, oh, Mimo called me several times. We were eating. Well, it wasn't a meal. It was a snack. It was hors d'oeuvres.
Well, whatever. But there were all kinds of people there and we were eating. So let's not.
So I wasn't going to have a conversation on the phone. I was going to check my voicemail because it was my grandmother and she'd been trying to reach me. And I'm like, something may be wrong. So I'm going to just listen to my voicemail. And then I got berated. I got slapped. I got the whole wrist thing.
I didn't slap your hand. I just said, honey, could you please just go outside and do that? We are all sitting around here eating. It's rude.
Now, I'm sure that's what she said. What I heard was, you rude SOB. What on earth are you doing on this phone? Put that phone down and pay attention. And you're just the rudest person I've ever met in my whole life.
You know why? Because your mom was sitting across the table from you and your aunt and your cousin and her husband were all sitting there. And so you get your hair raised up in the back of your head. Don't tell me what to do, woman.
Get in the kitchen. Oh, where are we? Never mind. Yeah, probably. Right. If my dad had been there, I probably wouldn't have even hung up.
No. So,
but I did. I hung up, put the phone down.
Because you knew.
Because I knew you were right.
And I did say it very nicely.
I'm sure you did.
I was just saying, if you're going to do it, that's fine. Just get up and go out and do it. Don't do it at the table. That makes me crazy.
Okay. Well, anyway, I told my mom, why don't you call her and see what's going on?
So when y'all come visit in June, please do not get...
People
anybody
listening?
Who's coming to visit.
There's people coming here?
Yes. Whenever they come, sure, and if we're at a restaurant eating, please do not get on the phone if I'm with you.
Yes, officially that is rude behavior. Oh. You need to excuse yourself from the table and then take the call. Anyway, so, and you should excuse yourself from any conversation.
Anyway.
If somebody are talking in a room, mm-hmm. excuse yourself from the conversation and leave the room and then get on the phone. I mean, don't answer the phone right there so that everybody else has to stop the conversation while you're on the phone.
Right, right.
That's just rude. Okay.
And I know, as a side, we've become very accepting of all of that.
Yes.
But it drives me crazy.
A little thoughtfulness will go a long way.
So, well, anyway, okay, sorry. So we were at the shower, and then Mima called, and then your mom went out. Because you told your mom, don't answer the phone here. You better go outside.
Raise about your head off. So she goes out to call my grandmother, comes back, your aunt's died. Aunt Doris has died, which
Meemaw's sister
is not really my aunt. She's my great aunt.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's always been your aunt. Well, she's always been Aunt Doris, and I've always thought of her as my aunt. I never thought of my great aunt.
Right. She's always just been your aunt.
Anyway.
Aunt Peggy.
So Aunt Doris died. So so now we got to get all that arranged.
So we're all sitting around the table at this happy bridal shower.
Which is the reason this show is so late, by the way. Because we didn't get to record because we were at the bridal shower making funeral arrangements. And I'm a pallbearer again. I don't know how this happens. We got to talk about this whole pallbearer business, okay? Because I'm okay with being a pallbearer, but why do we have to be separated from everybody else?
You were only separated in that one time.
We're like contaminated. No, every time I've been a pallbearer, I've had to sit off by myself with all the rest of the pallbearers.
Well, at least you're
Are we contaminated because we're touching the coffin? Why do we have to be separated from everybody? Okay, let me sit with my family. When it's time to move, I'll come up front and we'll move the casket. Mm-hmm. It's not like we do anything anyway. It's pretty much honorary until you get to the cemetery.
Right, and then you do your work.
Because they have the cart that rolls out to the thing, and they slide it in, and mm-hmm. then you're done. But when you get to the cemetery, you have to carry it.
Right.
Which is very dangerous, depending on the person. My uncle was heavy. Cool. I thought we were all going to die. We needed, like, 8 instead of 6.
We needed
6 who were actually lifting.
Yeah.
Instead of 2. Me and my brother were the only ones actually pulling any weight on that business. What was I saying? This is a random show, isn't it? It's a shotgun show. I just pack the barrel with full of topics and just start firing.
Oh boy.
maybe the show.
Last year we were talking
maybe the
about...
show should just be like a dry run show.
So tonight we have the visitation. We have the funeral tomorrow. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. This is Monday. Mm-hmm. Tonight's visitation.
Right. Plus.
We call it visitation. Other people call it the viewing. Other people call it
Well, it's a visitation stuff. To visit the family and talk with them.
But that, yeah, down here.
That's the point.
In the South, we call it a visitation because you really don't even have to go see the body.
No.
You're there to visit the family.
Unless you need that for closure.
Hey, if you need it, the body's there.
Sometimes. Some people need that for closure.
Sometimes it's, the casket's actually closed.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
What bothers me, though, is sometimes when the family hangs out right by the casket.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that.
Mm-mm. No, that was Sue, your aunt.
Yeah, they all hung
did that,
out
and I
right
was like,
there.
"Can we not be over here? There's this giant room. Let's
yeah,
I
let's all hang out over here, and then we'll go in there and see if we need
yeah.
to." Like Freddie.
Yeah, it's respectful.
When my uncle died, we went.
Yeah, it's
different.
Different.
Anyway,
no funerals lately. My grandmother died last week, and ugh.
Yeah, it's been a very dead week, deadful, deadly week.
Ugh.
All right.
Anyway. Were we getting to a point or doing anything?
You need to talk about coal, and then we can go.
Oh, okay. Why don't we just do that in the next show?
We do, because we need to tackle the topic he's given us.
Yeah, but...
He wants to talk about the difference.
It's going to be, so we need to do it on a different
next show.
Next
yeah.
Okay.
We'll tomorrow's show.
Sorry, Cole, you got
Sorry,
bumped.
Sorry, Cole, you got bumped.
What are you going to do?
Well, the good news is he gets to hear his name on today and tomorrow.
And tomorrow. It's very exciting.
All right, so we'll tell you all about that tomorrow, I guess.
Okay.
I
have no idea what we just talked about.
Yeah, we got to name this show something.
I don't know.
I don't know what we're going to name this show. The Shotgun Random Show?
Random Fire Shotgun.
The Random Fire Shotgun
oh,
Show?
Oh, yeah. I got to remember. We got to talk about the possum.
I'll write that down yeah. for later in the week when we get desperate for topics.
What's that? That's not a desperate topic.
It's the Haunted Trash Can Show. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today.
Bye.
Hope you enjoyed our random set of topics there. If you can think of things that I shouldn't do after I turn 40, would you go ahead and send them in this week?
That'd be good. Call them in. Call them in because it'd be funnier that way, I think.
Okay, now I have to give them the phone number.
Okay. Well, you should be prepared for all that
kind
of stuff.
Well, I didn't know you were going to say that. So I've had to, like, on the fly.
Oh, yeah. You just have it on. You should just have it. I already said Vasco Diaz. The show's done.
Yeah, but then you said call in.
Because you kept talking.
Where'd my...
keeps talking.
I must have misspelled squirrels. What happened to my page? Two.
You don't know how to spell squirrel.
Blind.
R-R-E-L. It's an awful lot of no.
What?
There's a lot of dead.
Somebody's hijacked my site, though. That's kind of bothering me. just a little bit.
Who hijacked your site?
Don't know. Two Blind Squirrels is no longer Two Blind Squirrels.
Huh. Charlie been messing around?
I don't know. I think he's going to go find out. Okay, everybody. Well, I can't give you the number because I can't do it to the site.
Oh.
So.
Well, if you don't already have it.
Just you can go to twoblindsquirrels.com and look it up there.
Yeah.
And give us a call or you can send a comment in at comments@twoblindsquirrels.com. All right, everybody. Thank you very much. Where did my music go? And we'll get out of here. And I'll have to do something in here. Okay. And the volume needs to go. There we go. Vas con Dios.
Vas con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.